Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour two on a Monday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. So my wife got mad at me, Joy, in Italy. So, you know, when I go over there, I said, I'm shutting my phone off for 6 days, and I'm just being immersed in the Italian culture. So right. I was reading books going over there, and I watched movies. And so when I get over there, it's just I start walking around, I start shopping, I just love the people of Italy. And I didn't really notice I was doing it, but when I ordered, I'd use my hands and my body changed. And my wife would be like, what are you doing with your hands? And I'm like, I want to touch the people and be part. And then I would say, oh, I want to go shopping at Dolce & Gabbana. And she's like, stop it. What are you doing? And I would say, well, I want to feel like Italian. She said, you wouldn't go to Nashville
right. And
go, hey, you guys like NASCAR? I love NASCAR. Stop trying to speak Italian. And I said, I can't help it. And every word ends with E and A and O. And so my wife is like, I can't be around you. You've got to stop. And I literally battled it for 7 days because I so love the people and the culture and the wine. And I felt like I wanted to be Italian. I was jealous of it.
Well, first of all, I have secondhand and embarrassment for you, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But also, when you're trying to speak another language, you can't just say it how you would say it in English. So you have to say you have to add the Italian flair to, that's part of the language of speaking the language. You don't just speak it, you know, for like.
You come up, I'd be like, "Can I have some prosciutto?"
Yeah, you wouldn't say, "Can I have some prosciutto?"
And my wife's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I want some prosciutto." I'm your Italian lover.
No, but you can't speak the English. You have to speak the English part in English and then in Italian a prosciutto. But then just stop there. Just say, can I have some prosciutto?
She just,
Chianti. And then you stop. And then you go back to talking normal.
See, it sounds good. I want to sound like you just sounded.
But just the word. You don't speak Italian.
I know, but I like to say prosciutto.
Well, yeah, but you're saying it like, you just say the word. You're like going into character.
Hey, can I have some prosciutto?
No, but you don't talk like that either. I know exactly what she's talking about. It is.
And I started my body, my hands. I would. Everything was this, and I was like, I'm an idiot. What's going on?
Yeah.
I wanted to be so good American, No.
You're being respectful and trying to speak Italian. Boy. I think it's respectful to at least try to communicate, even though most people speak English, in Europe, because they don't think it's a bad thing to be able to have multiple languages.
I got
to
get over there a couple more times. I was a little clunky, but you know what?
He loves Rome, though, right?
Oh, my God. I love Italy. I love the whole country. I love the people.
It's beautiful.
It's stunning. Absolutely stunning. All right. It's called Colin Right, Colin Wrong. I was so wrong the last 2 weeks. I wasn't even on the air last week, and I was still wrong 9 times. Here we go.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, I love me some Chris Paul, but he just evaporated against Dallas in that series. After game 2, he averaged 9 points and was minus 57. Like, bad. And it does feel like increasingly in every playoff series by the end of it, he's limping off the floor. Listen, it's sports. Guys age fast. He aged fast. He's 37.
Where Colin was right.
I said Ja Morant. He's remarkable. I really worry about his durability, and he missed the last 3 games against the Warriors. I don't question his talent. He's very Derrick Rose. He's 174 pounds. He's not yet a great shooter. He's a small guy, wildly talented and electric, unbelievably dynamic, a blast to watch, and I love him. But this is Derrick Rose. Kind of fragile. When you don't shoot... You're not a great shooter like a Steph Curry or a Steve Nash in their prime. You drive to the basket to score against guys that weigh 238 pounds, 268 pounds. So this kind of became twice this year, injuries, long regular season sabbatical, and a hiatus at the end of this series.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, I took the Bucks to beat the Celtics in 7, but no Chris Middleton was just too much to overcome. And Boston, I would say this about Milwaukee. They got to get a little more athletic. I mean, Grayson Allen, no. Pat Connaughton, come on, let's get more athletic. Bobby Portis, you won a title, but in the last 6 years, you've been eliminated 4 times in 6 years, first or second round. So, and Giannis, when he's not hitting that mid-range jumper, that offense dries up really, really fast, and Boston's defense made it even tougher.
Where Colin was right.
The Nets general manager, Sean Marks, called out Kyrie Irving, who I said during the year is the only star I can think of I would trade bench players for. I think he is a chemistry killer. Here's Sean Marks last week.
I think we know what we're looking for. We're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
Thank you. General managers, stop pandering. Hold your ground. Be strong. Culture matters. We have now left in the NBA like 4 really good cultures. Thank you. Finally, Sean Marks. And I agree with Ethan. I believe this. Kevin Durant signed off on that. There's no way this stuff's all going public without KD saying, hold that dude accountable.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Miami Heat eclipsed the Sixers. Miami's a hard get for me. They kind of outlast everybody. What Miami shows you, good coaching, good culture, deep bench, and a commitment to playing hard all the time. It matters in the NBA. They're highly functional, very smart, totally reliable. Listen, they don't have much of a, they're a weird offense. Like, there are times you're like, I don't know how they're going to score against Boston. I really don't. I don't know how they're going to be able to put together 100-point games against Boston's defense. But culture matters, coaching matters, commitment, bench. From Pat Riley, Spoelstra, Mickey Arison, Jimmy Butler down, you get their best effort every minute. Boston-Miami may not be the most gifted series of all time. It will be one of the more intense playoff series. They've yet to lose a home game in the playoffs.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Suns didn't lay an egg. They laid a dinosaur egg in Game 7. Good God. Chris Paul and Devin Booker were MIA. They looked tight. They really looked kind of off and scared. And the offense. And, one of the things you kind of find out with Devin Booker, he doesn't really create for others. Because what Dallas did defensively is, all right, dude, we're going to turn you into a playmaker. go make others better. And it's not really what Devin Booker does. They were, to me, easily the best team I saw in the regular season on a consistent basis. I mean, Chris Paul got hurt. They still won. But I was wrong. They laid an egg.
Where Colin was right.
I said when Russell Wilson went to Denver, it would literally change everything. Did you see the NFL schedule? Nobody's on TV in the first couple of months more than Denver. Four of the first six games are primetime. The NFL has decided as a league, Denver's the most captivating story. I mean, some of these get when you get Jacksonville on television, you know the team playing Jacksonville has to be fascinating. And with Denver and Russell Wilson, it is. Way to go.
Where Colin was wrong.
I tend to defend Doc Rivers. I know him. I like him. But he's got to own some stuff. A lot of projecting, a lot of blaming others. Hey, listen, man, this team's got talent. Thybul, Embiid, Harden, Maxey, Tobias Harris. Now, they don't have much of a bench, but you got to do better than this stuff. I mean, they got more high-end players than Miami. They just do. And he's got to own some of his stuff. He's got to do better. And as much as I like him personally, he didn't have a good series. Spoelstra did.
Where Colin was wrong.
Tom Brady is now a colleague. I've been saying for years, Brady's not going to go into running a team. Brady's not going to go into broadcasting. He's too big for that. He's going to go into owning a global brand. Well, he got a nice contract at Fox, and now we're teammates. You know, I knew we'd eventually work together in harmony. Congratulations to Fox. I got the news in Italy on the Spanish Steps, by the way, is when I learned it. On a beautiful day over there, and people are questioning how good he'll be. Tom's pretty good at everything. He's really prepared. He's really committed. He's wildly competitive. So I think he's going to be fine.
Well, also a big part of that job is watching tape, which is his favorite thing to do in the world.
Oh, I know, literally.
So
literally, he'll just watch tape all day and break.
One whole section of that job is already built into what he already does.
How about that? That was interesting news.
We played your video from the Spanish Steps on the show. Everyone got a little glimpse into Colin's Italian adventure.
So I told my wife, because, you know, I have to be on the phone a lot. And I said, yeah, putting the phone down for like, you know, I'm going to shoot some pictures for the kids. Putting my phone down. It's Tuesday and I'm cutting a spot because I'm like, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, Tom Brady now works at Fox. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have a heads up. What do I know? So congratulations. It'll be fun.
It's very exciting.
By the way, Tom.
Yes. Chairs
available.
That's a given.
All we do here is journalism. No.
You deserve it more than anyone. You broke the story about him going to Tampa.
Thank you, Joy.
So.
That was the beginning of Joy and I's embarking on Big J journalism. I will tell you, over there, the history, the culture, the Colosseum, the Vatican, the people are so nice and so wonderful.
It's like an outdoor museum.
Oh, it's so nice. It's so great. I just got to... You know, I've got to just say prosciutto and be uncomfortable with that.
I mean, you can say prosciutto.
See,
buongiorno.
I tried to do that too, and Ann didn't.
But
like,
then just be like buongiorno.
That's what I said.
May
I
please have some prosciutto?
I said buongiorno, and Ann's like, "You're an idiot."
I just imagine Ann like, "What are you doing with your hands?"
No, she just was like, "Okay, I'll be over here. You order your croissant. I'm not going to be seen with you in public." I thought you and I sounded the exact same saying that. She just kept saying, you're trying too hard.
You're doing it like you are playing a character.
That's what she would say. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys have the same birthday. So.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Sunday, a big-time USFL doubleheader kicks off at noon Eastern on FS1 with the Pittsburgh Maulers and the New Orleans Breakers. Then at 4 Eastern, the Houston Gamblers take on the New Jersey Generals on Fox, and it's all streaming on the Fox Sports app.
Houston's 1-4. Let's do like the NFL and just get rid of coaches just one week after another week after another. Then we'll know it's really professional football. You just give coaches, you know, half a season and get rid of them. Eddie Johnson played in the NBA for 17 seasons. He's been the Suns TV analyst for a long time. And Eddie Johnson, who was on last week or 2 weeks ago, is now joining us. All right, so I want to talk about something. So DeAndre Ayton had a scrap with Monty Williams. And, you know, it's funny. When DeAndre came into the league, Eddie, my takeaway was the first year, I'm like, is he a bust? I don't know what he is. And then you watch him and you're like, okay, you can get points from him. But when you fall behind late in games, you know, you need threes. He's not the guy. I think there are limitations. He got into a scrap with Monty Williams. Where are the Suns and DeAndre Ayton, Eddie, this morning? Where do you just let him walk?
They're definitely not going to let him walk, Colin. But I do believe there's some things that they need to shore up with him. One of the reasons why they didn't extend him, I don't think they didn't want to. I think they wanted to continue to grow and mature him and make him understand how good he is, and he's going to be held accountable. And I think for the most part this year, DeAndre was excellent. I think for a guy that didn't get his max deal, he saw two teammates get paid. And, you know, you can tell by his demeanor that he was connected. But you also knew in the back of his mind that it hurt him that he did not get extended. He's the number one draft pick overall, and he's one of the guys that did not get the max deal. And so that had to be something that bothered him during the course of the year. But it all came to fruition yesterday in the toughest of times. When things aren't going well, your season's getting ready to end, all of a sudden that combustion comes out. And Monty handled it well. He just said it's internal, and he put it on him in a lot of ways as well. So I think he can get shored up without a doubt.
I like Devin Booker. Jason Kidd sort of made him into a playmaker. That's not what he is. He's a very good player, but I thought comparatively to Luka, he looked like a different class. And my takeaway is I think I'd let Ayton walk and get another score. I think Booker, I like him, but he doesn't elevate others necessarily. Have we seen now the ceiling with Devin Booker? It's a good player. Very good. Mm-hmm. But I felt in that series, I saw some limitations that I thought were there, but they were clearly illustrated.
Well, you know, he's definitely improved over the years. I happen to believe that he does make his teammates better by his non-aggression. I thought that he was very, he was very giving to the basketball this year. He did not overbear guys with his scoring. And he allowed guys to be themselves. And he was a great leader in the locker room. I think as a young player, and he's not that young anymore in regards to being in the NBA, but it's some things that he experienced that, you know, he still got to get better at. And one is double teams. I mean, let's face it. Dallas made up their mind that they were not going to allow Devin Booker to beat them. And they doubled him consistently the entire series. And it can wear on you, and it can force you into mistakes. But I think Devin is going to be – he's going to be a tremendous player. He's going to be a superstar in this league because he has that acumen. He has that drive. And he'll look at this as one of those major disappointments in his career, his young career right now, and he'll learn from it. The greats have done that. He's no different than the greats that have gone through it, and I think that he has a great chance of being up there.
Jason Kidd, first job he got over his head. He got this job, and people said, I don't know, I've seen this act. And, you know, like a lot of people in life, second, third time you get a chance at something. I thought he had a great series. Your thoughts on Jason?
I think he's one of the best coaches in the league, and it's starting to show. Let's just go back to his playing career. He dragged a New Jersey Nets team to the finals two straight years. He goes to Dallas as an older player, and he was the one that changed the defensive philosophy on LeBron in the 2011 finals. That is not a secret. And they got a championship out of that. He was the voice and the stabilizing figure behind Frank Vogel with the Lakers and dealing with LeBron and dealing with AD. That allowed them to get a championship. And I'm going to tell you something, man. He's a good friend of mine. I don't like him today, to be quite honest. And I told him that after the game, and he laughed. He dissected us, man. He is one of the bright minds in basketball in regards to dissecting your offense and taking things away from you. Now, Grant, he stole a little bit from Willie Green, who's very familiar with us in the first round and how he handled Chris Paul. But Jason took it to a new level. Colin, you watched that game yesterday. I never would have thought in my mind, ever, that somebody can take our offense away from us and debilitate us the way he did. All due respect to Luka. I mean, Luka was Luka. He's been Luka. 30 points a game in his career in the playoffs. He's all. I'm not going to take anything away from him. Jason Kidd got this series, man, because he took Chris Paul out of the sweet spots. He took Devin Booker away from the ball by doubling him. And they put so much pressure on the Suns offensively that they couldn't even execute yesterday. That's coaching. And he has to get his flowers, man. He has been tremendous in this postseason.
Okay, you owe Chris Paul a lot of money in the next 2 years. My takeaway is I would limit his regular season minutes, cross your fingers on health and freshness when the playoffs come.
Yep.
This is not a knock, but Eddie, you know this as well as anybody. Peyton Manning went from an MVP to getting benched. You hit that wall, and man, it's fast. And James Harden overnight can't beat guys off the dribble. Literally overnight. What do you do with Chris Paul now?
Well, you're right. I think the Suns have to go find somebody that they can really trust. Now, campaign, you know, look, he had a good run. He struggled this year for whatever reason. But they're going to need that person to just take the ball out of Chris' hands at times to give him an opportunity to rest when he's on the court. And Chris has to trust that that person, you know, that they can play together in that regard, because you can just tell. I mean, the key thing over the last 2 years is wear him down. Drew Holiday did it last year, although Chris was compromised with a hand injury, but still, they put so much pressure on you, it just tires your legs out. And then also, you know, let's pay homage to the people that go to the finals multiple times in a row. It is not easy. And I think this Suns team, as well as Milwaukee this year, they found out that, man, this road is difficult the second time around.
Yeah.
And let's just imagine the people that went 2 and 3 times. Oh, by the way, LeBron went 8 straight freaking times. I mean, you can just tell that it starts to wear on you. And the energetic Dallas Mavericks had a ton of energy. They were healthy. They were hungry. And they overcame the Suns in that regard. And that's just something to pay attention to as well.
Okay, I think Golden State has more offensive firepower. I also think they can throw Draymond, Kuminga, Wiggins at Luka, slow him down a little, 10%. I like Golden State. Your thoughts, can Dallas beat the Warriors, and how do you do it?
I've always said I was an offensive player. I don't care how good your defense is. If your offense is flowing, you're not stopping me. What I've seen from this dude in this series is downright Larry Bird-like. It is no shot he can't make. I thought that he would get cold and he'd struggle and he would go through the – look, he stepped out yesterday in Game 7, and, I mean, he took over from the beginning. I just don't see anybody that's going to stop him from scoring. And I don't think Golden State is going to go in with that mindset. I think they're going to try to do what the Suns did, try to do. Go ahead, Luka, get yours, and we're going to try to stay home with everyone else. But unfortunately, Colin, they got a dude named Jalen Brunson who plays like a power forward at about 6'2". If he's got it going and Dinwiddie can play like he did yesterday, I give Dallas a great opportunity. It's going to be very difficult, obviously, against the Warriors' experience. But, man, the way Jason Kidd has them playing and how he broke down the Suns, who I felt had the best and strongest offense in the game, I don't put anything past Dallas right now. I'm not Warrior hating. I know the Warrior fans always think I'm Warrior hating. No, you better pay attention to what you're getting ready to play, because I got a chance to see it for 7 games, and they are no joke.
Eddie Johnson, as always, great seeing you. You got some time off now. Go hit the links, have some fun, get some rest, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Colin.
Yeah, he's pretty special. You know, I remember going back and reading, I think it was Jack McCollum is a writer. I think I got that name right. I went back and looked at an old Sports Illustrated. Jack McCallum, my bad, I'm sorry. Great writer. And when Larry Bird came into the NBA, and there was doubts about Larry Bird's athleticism, his physique, and I was reading a Jack after his first year, and Jack was like, there's nothing like this ever. He's a power forward and the best shooter in the game. That's power forwards rebound. They don't shoot. And then when LeBron came into the game, if you go look at the early articles, it's like, whoa, he's a 6'9 point. There's nothing like him. So Luka feels a little Bird and a little LeBron. I've seen Luka. I don't watch Luka and go, I've never seen that. I'm like, no, it's a little Bird and a little LeBron, where he's just like, I'm going to be a point guard. Classic basketball, I wouldn't be a point guard. I'm going to be a point guard. But there's a little Bird and a little LeBron, and it's something else. And by the way, there's no line drives. That guy gets air under that shot. I mean, everything is just – some guys are built to score. It's just the way it is. It's like, you know, I always said this with Adrian Peterson, the NFL running back. The guy could still play. He was built to take hits. Like, Adrian Peterson was built to be a running back, take 25 hits a game. He's fine. Some running backs are talented, but by year 3, you're like, the body's like, time out. Okay, that's enough. Adrian Peterson today could make an NFL team. Frank Gore was like that.
Yes.
Frank Gore's body is like, genetically, I'm going to be a running back for as long until I just can't run. And now he's boxing and knocking guys out. And it's when you watch Luka, you're like, he just scores. And he has got a million moves. He can lean in. He can lean away. He can shoot a jumper. He can drive, put it on the deck, left hand, right hand, whirl. He has got a catalog. He's a baby. He has got a grown man's catalog of moves.
Yeah, he's built different. And he can't be sped up. It doesn't matter what you throw at him. He's just going to play exactly how he plays all the time. Sometimes it looks like he's moving in slow motion compared to everyone else. And he still is just going to get to his spot and do exactly what he wants to do, which is to Eddie's point, which is so fascinating about it, because nothing that Luka did should be surprising at this point. We know that what Luka is capable of. It's what happened to the rest of the team. Like the fact that they were able to shut down the Suns' speed and offense the way that they did, they couldn't get anything done.
It's almost like musicians loved Prince. He could do everything. Prince was like a musician's musician. He could sing, he could play instruments, he could go live, he could do anything. He was just the great performer. And remember LeBron in Luka's rookie year, LeBron's like, that dude's it. Remember that? Somebody asked LeBron about the future of the league, and this kid was like 25 games in, and LeBron's like, that kid is crazy.
And what's great about Luka is Luka has just enough spice to him to get everybody else irritated. He complains a lot.
So did Bird.
Yeah, he's got just enough attitude that it gets the opposing fans into it. He's fun to watch. Like he's a hooper, and he loves it. Like he is involved in what's happening in the emotion of the game. So he has that personality too to be a superstar.
Yeah, Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
There's a little bit of trash talking going on in that series.
Oh, yeah, how about that meme? That look. Well, I mean, they were both.
Well, him and Booker were going at it all series, but that's what I'm talking about. Like he doesn't mind being the villain in the situation either, and then going out and doing what he has to do. He's not a front runner, which makes it more fun. So the Pittsburgh Maulers got their first win of the season. Finally, Maulers comeback victory over the Houston Gamblers on Sunday. The Maulers were down by as many as 11 points in the third quarter. And the Gamblers had a 17-9 advantage heading into the fourth, but they rallied back, got in the end zone twice, including a last-second touchdown catch by Bailey Gaither to secure the 21-20 victory. So, this weekend's USFL Week 5 results, Michigan Panthers lose to the Tampa Bay Bandits 27-20. The New Jersey Generals beat the Breakers 27-17. Birmingham Stallions over the Philadelphia Stars 30-17. And the Pittsburgh Maulers beat the Gamblers 21-20.
Quality, as we've talked about, there's players out here. Spring football in America, I've seen three different variations of it. There's always players. There's always NFL players playing in these spring leagues.
Well, as we know, half the league is undrafted in the NFL.
Right. Yeah.
So you are finding guys all over the place that have talent, and for various reasons, whether it was an injury or they came from a small school or they had some issues in the league or they just weren't where they needed to be at the moment that they were ready to enter the NFL, there's still a lot of talent out there. I mean, Tom Brady is the ultimate example of what the NFL is. He was a sixth-round draft pick, and now he is the greatest player in the history of the sport.
Joe Montana was a third-rounder. Russell Wilson, a third-rounder.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes. It's very hard to evaluate talent sometimes, especially in a sport with so many moving pieces.
Yep.
I mean, you saw how many guys were drafted from Georgia this year. How many of them will end up working out without being in a unit together?
We don't know.
We will get to see if it's just individual talents or it was a group effort. So that's what's amazing about the sport of football in general. And of course, the television product is amazing. They have implemented all these different angles, and it's a really good watch.
Yeah,
it is. So the Saints added another big piece to their wide receiver room.
Oh, I thought this was a good pickup for them.
This is a great pickup for them, and it's very interesting because we talked about last week a possibility to go to Green Bay, which I thought would have been a great option for Green Bay.
He would be their number one,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, he signed a one-year deal with the Saints. He's going back to Louisiana. He will reportedly have a base salary of $3 million with the chance to earn up to $3 million more in incentives. So he's going back to Louisiana, and will have an opportunity to prove himself healthy again before he hits the market again next spring. You know, last year he had all career lows. He had a knee sprain in week two and said after the season that he tried to come back too soon. So he had 52 catches, 570 yards, and two receiving touchdowns in 12 games.
He was kind of Baker's guy. I mean, to me, that was the relationship. When that didn't work, Baker didn't work.
Yes. Well, I mean, Jarvis Landry, he's one of those guys that he's the soul of the team. We saw, even watching Hard Knocks, he's a very vocal guy. He's a great teammate. He's somebody who's going to play, obviously, through injuries and give he's a heart and soul type of player. He's not somebody who's going to burn you over the top. He doesn't have that type of you know, flair that someone like an Odell or a Tyreek does, but he's just a very consistent player. I think that obviously that's why that he's in the situation with the one-year deal with the Saints, that Jarvis was playing through a bunch of injuries, as were a lot of players in the Browns last year, obviously. But he is a good teammate and a good in the room guy, which is why this is a good situation for him. And they're getting Michael Thomas back. He is expected to be back healthy again for next season. So Jameis will have some options there in New Orleans. So let's talk about parity in college football, shall we?
Oh boy.
Alabama has dominated college football since Saban's arrival in 2007. They're only one of eight teams to win a title since then, accounting for six total. So if you were paying attention to the numbers there, not a whole lot of love being spread around. But Saban recognizes the lack of parity, and that is an issue with the sport.
One of the things that I'd like to see us be able to work back to is, you know, everything in college football has always had parity. You know, same scholarship, you know, same academic support, healthcare, whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think we have that balance right now, which could affect, you know, the parity of college football and college athletics as a whole. So, and I know we got a lot of good people working on it, and I'm sure they'll come up with a good solution for us.
I always thought the parity thing was pretty easy. Is that you reduce scholarships to 70 from 85, meaning the great teams only get 70. And if you make the playoffs the following year, you get five less players to recruit. So everybody gets 75, 70 to 75. And people always say, well, where are those kids going to go? To the other programs. Right. Remember, there's plenty of, there's 130 programs, they'll get it. And yes, there'll be some kids that will end up playing for FCF schools. But those kids were late signees anyway. They weren't heavily recruited by the big boys. They get it on the last day of recruiting. The bottom line is, you reduce everybody 10 scholarships. Let's say 70, 75, whatever it is. And if you make the playoffs, you get five less to recruit. Meaning,
I don't know if you can penalize teams for being great.
Well, the NFL does. The NFL's like, oh, you're good, you draft last. The NFL's like, oh, you're great, you have free agent
draft,
restrictions.
Draft, but
salary caps.
In college football, you're rotating a part of your roster as they graduate every year.
Right.
You know, the NFL can move pieces around. They can add pieces in free agency, which is why everyone freaking out about the transfer portal, I think, is funny. I think there is no solve for parity in college football. We talk about this all the time. Leagues try to regulate parity all the time.
Yeah.
And it never works because great is just going to be better than good, which is going to be better than terrible. And there's different reasons why different programs are good and bad. And college football and the pros are not set up the same way. There is a limited amount of teams in professional leagues. How many college football Division I programs are there?
130.
You can't regulate it the same way you do professional sports. It's not the same sport. It's not the same structure.
How about this? We have an official schedule maker. So if you win the national title, the following year you're on the road for most of your tough games, often in a row.
I mean, we've talked about this forever, that there needs to be a commissioner of college football specifically. And when you're talking about the NIL, when you're talking about the transfer portal, and you're talking about parity, we always limit these things to specifically college football because it's what we talk about the most. And then some people talk about men's college basketball as well. But they're ignoring the benefits that these type of things add to all of the other student athletes, both men and women, who are in the NCAA. So if you're going to focus the parity and the regulations and the NIL rules and all of that to focus on the 1% of the 1% of players that are in college football, then they need to separate from the rest of the NCAA. There needs to be a commissioner and different rules for this sport because it brings in so much money. Because what happens is you're going to penalize these 1% programs, and that's going to hurt the volleyball players and the lacrosse players and the swimmers because they aren't affecting the sports landscape the way that college football is.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only thing that makes money consistently.
Right, so it's just they're two different conversations. There's a lot of nuance, obviously, that you can't find on Twitter, but I don't think it's a simple solve.
Yeah, it can't be because they've been struggling with it for 60 years. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
I had
news.
Two thoughts on the NFL schedules that come out. That was the only downside to missing last week. I, the NBA series were fine. I didn't miss much. But I missed the NFL schedule release, And two things jumped out at me. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Think about your happy place. Maybe it's a sofa on game day. Maybe it's your fishing boat. Whatever it is, Driveway.com. Get you there. Buy or sell your car from Driveway.com. Last week was the NFL schedule release. It does matter. As teams get beat up in the middle of the season, you know, does it get tougher? Is it easier at the end of the season? I'll give you an example of how sometimes the scheduling gods don't do you favors. So let's take two teams. One team These teams are very similar. They both made the playoffs as a wild card team. They're productive at quarterback, but we're not sure if it's really great. Philadelphia, let's take Philadelphia. Rebuilding roster, don't love their coach. Quarterback's okay. They face only two elite quarterbacks all year. Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers. That's it. That's it. At the end of the year, their last five games down the stretch, battling for playoffs. Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Dak, Jameis Winston, Daniel Jones. That is a playoff team. They're rebuilding. I don't love their coach. Quarterback's okay. Take San Francisco. Love their roster. Love their coach. Love their culture. They face nine elite quarterbacks. And just about the time you get beat up a little bit, week seven, week eight, week nine, in a row, they face Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray. Lights out. Good night. That schedule, that's not a playoff team. Can't make the playoffs. And by the way, I like the culture better than San Francisco. I like the roster. I like the coach way more. I mean, there's almost nothing I don't like about the 49ers. That is not a playoff schedule. That is brutal schedule. So that's the first thing that jumped out to me is that, I can like a lot about you, but if you don't think schedule matters, that flip those schedules, and Philadelphia is winning seven games, and San Francisco is winning 14. I mean, it just, you cannot go into, this is what I always look at when you're like, are you a playoff team or not? Do you have a Pro Bowl quarterback? And if the answer is no, how many do you face? So in both those teams, the answer is no. Philadelphia faces two elite quarterbacks, San Francisco nine. And four of them in a row in the middle of the season. It doesn't feel like a playoff team to me. It just doesn't. The other thing, I thought a sneaky tough schedule was Green Bay. Now, it doesn't rate as one of the hardest schedules. But what do we know about Green Bay? They don't have a number one receiver. The league is increasingly a weapons league. Look at the teams they face. They're going to be at a major weapon disadvantage. At the Vikings, game one. At the Bucks, game three. At the Bills, week eight. Rams, Dolphins, Vikings, end of the year. They are, Rams, Dolphins, Vikings are loaded at wide receiver. Really good at tight end. So do I like Green Bay? I do. But I think Detroit and Minnesota in division have better weapons. Chicago doesn't, but Chicago does have a number one receiver, Mooney. So right now, Alan Lazard is their best returning wide receiver, had 513 yards. Randall Cobb and Sammy Watkins, nothing against them. Those guys are fours. I mean, Sammy Watkins has had 1,000-yard receiving season, can't stay healthy. Cobb's a slot receiver, had 300 yards last year, 375. So you've got to rely on Christian Watson, Romeo Dubes, Samari Torre, I think is, I didn't watch those guys play in college. Christian Watson's supposed to be something special. But you line up, that's why I think Green Bay in the front office, first two picks were defense. They look at that schedule because they knew who they would play. They didn't know when they would play them. And they looked at that schedule and thought, we can't win shootouts. We just can't do it. We can't do it in division. We can't do it twice with Minnesota or Detroit in division. I mean, DeAndre Swift, Hockenson, Amaron St. Brown, they went out, Detroit went out and got another receiver. Like, you know, they got some real weapons there. That side of the ball, they're really good. So if you want to know why they took defense, some of it is I think they look around and they think Aaron has never really trusted young receivers. We don't have an elite veteran receiver. We can't afford one. We have to win like 24-21. That's how Green Bay has to win. And they look around their own division. They don't match up skill-wise with Minnesota. They don't with Detroit. And then you add in Tom Brady and those receivers and Josh Allen and those receivers. Dak's got good weapons. Rams, Miami. I mean, you look at the last four teams they play. Rams, Dolphins, Vikings, Lions. All better weapons. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Aaron's not a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins, but we've seen this league now. Look at all the flaws Cincinnati had. Linebacking, coach was young, offensive line was a mess. They had good receivers. They had a lot of good weapons, good back, good receivers, good tight ends. So I look at Green Bay's schedule and you're like, that's why they went defense in the first round with two picks. That's why they went right there. That executive office knows Aaron's not going to go to a young receiver and say, "Well, best friends, 90 catches." They don't have a number one. I'd argue Green Bay didn't have a number two. They don't have a number two receiver. I'm being nice. Amari Rodgers. What do you have, 13 catches? Is he your three? It can't be Randall Cobb or Sammy Watkins at this point in their career. You don't have one. Alan Lazard feels like a four. He could have thrown to Alan Lazard many times last season. He chose not to. All right. It's good to be back. You got to tolerate me again some. Occasionally I'll give you a week off and go, you know, somewhere and hide. But I'm back, obnoxious as ever. Antoine Walker stops by. So we got Heat Celtics. I don't know how Miami's going to score consistently.
And Jimmy Butler's been the best scorer in the postseason along with Giannis.
And they'll have home court advantage, and they've been great at home. They got a great coach. Hour three next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.